This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM and Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday, on a hashtag Lekompo Friday. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And if you just joined in, I go by the name of King Bashar with the Winter Stock himself. The weekend's calling, man. The engines are purring and we are back with the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Sliding into the driver's seat once again is motoring journalist Prashirwin Naidu. And this week he's been gliding through the streets in something slick, sophisticated, unmistakably Scandinavian. I'm talking about the Volvo XC90T8 Recharge. As always, we'll round things off with a Prashirwin's motoring tip of the week, plus his hot jam to pick, to pick the weekend and kickstart the weekend on a high level. He's back on the line. Prashirwin, welcome back. How are you doing?
Fantastic, myself. Good to be on the show. It was a blessing. It was a pleasure as well.
Thank you so much, Prashirwin. Let's dive right into it, right? So the Volvo XC90T8 Recharge, what grabbed your attention the moment you saw it, Prashirwin?
Okay, Gash, you know, I've always liked the Swedish delight, as I like to call it, very, very beautiful. Honestly, the Volvo XC90, when it first came onto the driveway, I was quite taken aback. It came in this color scheme called Bright Dusk. So that's what caught my eye. It's this warm silver metallic with subtle rose tones that just shine so brightly in the sunlight. But it was paired with this dark package. So you've got glossy black trims all around the car, from the grille to the sides, the roof rails. And it just stands on business with these 20-inch diamond cut wheels that just, it's gangster. That's how I can put it. It's gangster. If you want to stand out, I think Volvo is there, and it's simply tasteful.
Oh, man. Let's slide into this gangster car, Prashirwin. How's the cabin holding up in terms of design, comfort, and tech?
I quite like it. It was very plush, very premium, very simplistic. Scandinavian minimalism is the name of the game. In the middle, you'll notice that there's a crystal gear lever, which does stand up really nice. They threw in some wool blend seats, which I don't know if it's going to fare in the long run because if you have kids and they're going to get all, it's going to get all grimy and dirty, but I much prefer leather. Apart from that, heated, ventilated for the front and rear passengers, a panoramic sunroof in case you want to cruise with the missus, a 19-inch Bowers & Wilkins sound system, which I'll be honest with you, probably the best sound system I've ever been in
with
a test car in the last 3 years. Really, really packs a mean punch. And apart from that, the cabin just feels premium. Google services does power the entertainment screen, but I feel that that's where it needs a bit more rejuvenation. It's a tad bit dated, and I think that's perhaps where it drops the ball a bit. But apart from that, lots of kit, lots of safety features jam-packed in this SUV. And you really feel like this car, it's a tank. It's really, really, really solid. So, and that's why I always like Volvo, actually, because of how well built it is and how the safety rating as well speaks for itself. Very strong and durable.
All right. So a lot of positive feedback so far regarding the Scandinavian beast, right? But let's talk about the drive. How does it handle on the road?
So very smooth, it is nostalgic to have it again on test for the second time, because I remember last year I took it on the road trip to Durban and just driving it, it's really soft and it coasts quite nicely like a cloud, perhaps due to the air suspension that it has, which just absorbs the imperfections on the road quite beautifully. And when you want to give it a bit of punch, just to have some throw, it does a 0-100 in 5.2 seconds. So it's thanks to that 2-liter turbocharged hybrid motor, which packs good amount of punch. It's refined, and it can get thirsty if you're putting it in your power mode. It's mean sport. I got about 13 meters per 100 kilometers, but you dial it down, put it in hybrid mode, you can get 10 meters per 100 kilometers, and I think that whole hybridization just makes everything quite efficient. The only schlep is you got to charge it, so it gives you, you can drive it on electric mode only, but it gives you a range of about 77 kilometers, so it's not really that, and I remember back in the day when I had to charge it, I would sit at the charging station for hours.
Yo.
But it comes with the territory. If you don't, if you're at home, You're not going to be running an extension cord to your car all the time.
Oh, no, most definitely. Now, within the luxury SUV space, Peugeot, I mean, where does this, you know, C90 T8 Recharge sit among its rivals?
So sadly, you know, Volvo, their presence in the country, it's not, I mean, obviously, it's not as popular demand, perhaps due to resale and appreciation, but it's a very, you know, really solid contender. I think it goes head-to-head with the BMW X7. Then you go to the Mercedes-Benz GLC, and then the Audi Q7, and then I even throw in the Touareg, the VW Touareg. But apart from that, it stands out because of its safety. It's quality. It's quality, understated elegance is how I could sum up the XC90. It's just obviously our market for it. It's you don't see many on the road, sadly.
Yeah, most definitely. Before I let you go, Preshiren, the fun question, of course, would you have this beast in your garage?
Okay, if I had my Porsche 911 Dynamo Carrera S next to it, you know, why not? You know, if I had the cash to splurge, if I was balling out, perhaps I wouldn't mind paying 1.9 million rand for it. That's what I was costed. It's a family cruiser. I even teased my girlfriend that said if we have six kids, then definitely I would get this car.
All right, no, big shout out to you, Preshiren. Thank you so much. But as always, you need to leave us with a motoring tip and head us into the weekend with that hot jam.
Oh, thank you, King Bash. So modern cars rely heavily on software, so keep your vehicle software updated regularly. Updates can improve performance, fix bugs, enhance safety systems, and even extend battery life in hybrids and EVs. So it's like giving our car a brain boost without lifting the spanner. So let's end up with my favorite Tupac, Better Days featuring Mr. Biggs.
Oh, most definitely. Preshiren, thank you so much for always taking time to come and join us on the show. Have yourself a fantastic weekend and catch you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, King Bash, and take care, listeners out there.
All right, that was Preshiren Naidu. For more car reviews, Real World Drives, man, and expect motoring takes, follow him on Instagram at Preshiren_Naidu. You can also check him out on his features via Eswatini Motoring. Until next week, for now, better day.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.